Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Nothing new. It's amazing what the love is.
microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Mm.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
My mind, perception, body, soul, rap for intellect.
Rap for intellect.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
Unfold like papyrus and Osiris with the rhyme for each timeline. Yo, it's dated like AD or BC, full of philosophy and technology with 144 revised reversions. Each excursion should be sought out as religious conflict. What's the true crucifix? Point to the sun. I can soul see red rum. Can't move so sweat like in an hourglass. Days pass, slipped by the sun's glass and sent down the river. Yo, death from suffocation and boxes made of slivers. But return like immaculate delivers. Yo, what time is it? Yo, it's endless like stainless and wire. Each higher phase like four kisses to the grave. The noteworthy move on like the clergy and revolutionary. Yo, we study the tactics. What time is it? Man lays, then man made. Man made, then man's trades. Understand man, then understand time. So every clockwise remark embarks like Noah's Ark. But my time, yo, it's spent in the art, yo. Rap for intellect. Rap for intellect. Taking a stand, black man with left hand tight, with image trying to bust out my left arm. Two cops next to the door, what's in the law? Tension high, yo, get my alibi tight. Mine's right, dry palms, read psalms from the book. Focus look at the judge, don't budge, it's like a dog in the fear. But now I'm here, yo, who's the first witness? Out here telling my business, it's all just truce. Never let them too close to the roof. Back bent, eyes drenched, get signs from my lifeline. Yo, my life's in hands, a corrupt and criminal man. Co-conspirator, got bigger. Yo, my niggas in it with me, fuck the penalty. Smile at the prosecutor, what's the charges? How fraudulent, I bar this, approach the bench.
Stevie Wonder would see. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal? I had trees for days. What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if I Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it's Trinidad James. But what if this guy had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? Niggas probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? She would've never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. Would it be a mess? Never got knocked by the feds. What if Black Just never got shot in the leg? What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if niggas stopped making those Air Force Ones? I'd be all up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if niggas stopped snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, maybe even afternoon. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax. I'm a little under the weather, so I'm going to kind of play it by ear if I feel like doing the 2 hours. But for sure, I will do at least 1 hour of the show. I hope you're doing well. The craziness in this world, I think, is taking a toll on many of us. You cannot say it doesn't affect you. I can't imagine how anybody could say that it doesn't affect you. I don't watch the news. I don't actually really turn the TV on anymore. I haven't since I returned from Vegas. I don't know what it is. My mind is focused in a different direction, and it's really hard to capture my attention to say, okay, just sit down and watch me, you know, or sit down and listen to me. But, you know, coming on social media, you definitely stay updated and you definitely sense the energy of the people that are posting certain things and keeping up. So, of course, you know, I got to go Google it or, yeah, I've turned on the news to just see what the reports are actually saying or clicking on the links that are being posted and all of that. And just, what are the proper words to even describe what's going on, to describe the madness and the mindset of why it's going on is really, really difficult. And it takes me to a place that I remember of when 9/11 took place and being at work at the domestic violence shelter and feeling helpless, that sense of helplessness and you know, feeling like there is so much in this world that you cannot control. So the thing that I try to talk about on my shows are things you can control, things that you can use to bring peace into your world. And definitely what I say, I try to practice what I preach. Sometimes I say things because it's something I need to hear from myself and from others. So trust and believe, when I talk about certain things, it doesn't mean that I necessarily have it mastered, but it means that I recognize that it is something important for us to really think about, for us to bring into our own worlds. And I think about the power of art a lot right now, the power of art. What do we experience out of your art? I know that hip-hop rap has been under the gun for a while. It is a controversial art form and genre. But I wonder really, really how much the hip-hop community that is out there now, not going back to the origins, but out there now, hip-hop, rap, whatever it's want to be called. I know that it kind of gets blended, it kind of gets separated just depending on who you talk to. It's a very influential art form. It is. It is a very influential creative outlet, and it has great power in how we absorb life. So today I opened up with three tracks by three different hip-hop artists. And I started out with Barry Bucks with What Love Will Do, featuring Chevy, going into My Family, Black Stax, Rap for Intellect, featuring J.C. Cage, and then closing out with Fredro Starr with What If 2. I really kind of, I love the pieces that make me think. It just shows me the power of words, you know, and how it makes me feel, how it influences me. The beautiful thing is I can have a regular conversation with Black Stax. I can have a dialogue as to the words they choose, the cadence they put to it, the choices of the blend from that jazzy, soulful sound of Felicia Lau going with it, the MC. You know, and what is it that they want people to get out of the experience of Black Stax, Felicia Loud, and J.C. Cage now. Black is no longer a part of Black Stax. And so I'm blessed to have that conversation. I would love to have more conversations, you know, with creative souls as to what they really want people to get out of what they create. Words are so very, very powerful. Art is so very, very powerful. And I think back to when I was young and when the first music I was allowed to purchase and have, and how much I cherished that, from the Jackson 5 to the Temptations to Marvin Gaye to Diana Ross and the Supremes, you know, Stevie Wonder. Those were the first albums, 33s, that I was able to earn money for and purchase and lay in the dining room and listen to. And so I remember experiencing life through that music. I remember as a teenager, you know, going into the Earth, Wind, and Fire, to LTD, Ohio Players, you know, groups like that, and how I experienced life through that. And I can picture places in my mind as I close my eyes right now where I was when certain songs came out on the radio, because we gathered around the radio, you know, K-Fox, KYAC, you know, those were the stations that I came up with, and we would gather around and we would listen, you know, and it was part of life. We didn't have to worry about, you know, music being censored, and music was censored back then. You know, I remember being kicked out of rooms where my godmom and my aunties and stuff, and when they had their grown folk gatherings at my godmom's house, you know, not being allowed in the same room, but we would sneak and we could listen with the door cracked open to the music, Al Green and oh gosh, what's the guy's name? I want to say Major something. I don't know, Fish Ain't Biting. You know, just music. And I don't know. And I would like to see us go backwards in life, in a sense, because I don't know, it's a scary time to live right now. And it's really, I believe, taking a toll on a lot of people. Let me jump back and then play some more music. Hopefully music that just either can make you think or can, you know, maybe take you into a great place. A great place where, you know, you can just feel really, really good. I'm going to play a piece by an amazing talent down there in the Los Angeles area. His name is Rick Palma, and I'm going to play a piece called Peace of Heaven.
Come on, baby, let me talk to you. To get off my chest, girl, I never felt alive like when you kissed me, and this is why you're a cut above all the rest. I just wanna say to you, and you brighten up everything I do, yeah. Every time you look at is what you and I should do. I will give you my love. So take my hand and be my wife.
All right, what'd you think of that music? I loved it myself. I played Rick Palmo for you with his piece of Heaven. That man is an amazing vocalist, but that's him on the saxophone too. He is known as a jazz saxophonist. Amazing, amazing. Going into Michael Walker down there in Texas with Brother to Brother, closing out this set with Paris Tune, Mother's Favorite Child, featuring Miss Tanya Tiet with Music Like This. You know, I've been thinking so much about how we can take this world back, even if it starts with our own family. And this has been a really, really hard time in my life because of issues with a family member, a few family members. And I'm going to be honest, it has taken a toll on my health. And I've been in bed the last couple of days due to high blood pressure concerns. And, you know, it's easy for me to set boundaries and control my world when it's outside of my family. But when it comes to my family, certain things that behaviors and words and things should not take place. And it takes a toll. It takes a toll. And yeah, I'll blame myself because I allowed certain things to take place that I should have nipped it in the bud in the beginning, you know? But I'm not one who necessarily likes confrontation. And so I just, you know, I go along with things in hopes that it doesn't escalate or whatever. And unfortunately, some things are escalating. And I really believe it's due to, you know, this person and a couple of people just not being in a good place in their own world and just needing to lash out and be ugly to other people, you know, in the family. And so, you know, what do you do when it's your own family, you know, and how do you control that? I don't necessarily have the answers because no matter what direction I make a decision to go, is not easy, and it really upsets me. So I'm very grateful to my core, my people that know me, who've known me almost all my life, to, you know, those that just get who I am and keep me sound during this time and pray with me and pray for me. And let me know that they're by my side and let me know that they're in my corner and that there are rainbows after the storm. So I don't know if we weren't living in a world that was so chaotic, if it would be so extreme as what's going on, you know, with my people. I don't know. But it's not easy. It's not easy. So what do you do? What do you do to kind of keep yourself calm? You know, for me, you'll hear it all the time, prayer and meditation, prayer and meditation. You'll hear from me all the time about what music means to me. You know, it used to be that I could open up a book and it would take me away, and I'm really pushing to try to get back to that place because reading was something that was so important to me and was like my, the place where I could go and just be within me with the characters in the book, you know. If somebody was a great author, they could get me to see what was being written about, get me to feel the feelings of what was going on, get me to hear the voices actually come alive in my head. And those type of books mean a lot to me. But right now, I struggle with just settling my mind. And I think really honestly it's due to the fact that I've got so much going on in my world. You know, when it comes to plotting and planning for what we do with Flava, Flava Marlix, FMJ, you know, what we're doing with those projects to, you know, balancing my world for my father because he is my world, you know, supporting my oldest daughter with my grandchild because, you know, she is my world, enjoying my other granddaughter as she comes around, you know, to trying to support my other adult children that are honestly having a struggle right now in their life. So, excuse me, so I've got a lot on my plate, you know, I got a lot on my plate, and sometimes Lady Flava is what makes sense to me, and it's what keeps me going and what keeps me sane and what keeps me feeling good about myself, you know, and so I come back to music a lot of times. Sometimes I'll just put on Motown. I'm Pandora, you know. Sometimes I put on Luther Vandross, and I do go back to that music that we could name as being mainstream. And sometimes I think I just go there because it's easy. You know, I can put on a Pandora station that says Motown, and it'll pop up all my favorite artists. And even sometimes music I don't even know. But there's an essence to it that I can embrace and appreciate, you know. And I do believe in the power of prayer and meditation. I really, really do. And so I hope that you have your way of trying to find the peace and miss the storm, because our country just feels like, you know, is under attack. It's crazy. It's just crazy. So I hope that you have a way of just feeling good, having some kind of peace that just kind of helps you go through this time. But the other thing I want to impress upon all of you is find your way to build, to rebuild the sense of family and community. It can start right there. Start with your immediate relationships, whether it's your children. Give your children a hug. Let them know they matter. Let them know that you see them. You know, find out what's going on. School's starting in many places. School will be starting here, you know, next week and the week after, you know, so be involved with what's going on in school for them. Today, my girl, Sister Love, she's put on an amazing, amazing event that I wish that I could be a part of, you know, but it is geared towards African-American teen girls, and you know, she's an amazing facilitator in, you know, bringing awareness, opening up, you know, the doors for communication, you know, just, you know, giving them ways about thinking, you know, kind of like, you know, what if, like Fredro Starr is, you know, his two songs called What If, What If, you know, what would it feel like if, you know, and making it fun and making it interactive. So if you have a young woman, a young girl in your life from the age of 13 to 20, I hope that you are over at this an amazing event. It's called Push, Pull, Restore, and Shake Up the World, Black and Brown Girl Teen Summit. And it's taking place at Africa Town in the Columbia Annex over off of Alaska Street and MLK. So I hope you're over there because I think it's important. I think it's really important to have outlets like this for young people because they're our future. We need to give them a solid foundation. We need to give them the right tools. We need to influence them in the right way. You know, I think about the world that I came up in and why I had such respect and appreciation for my elders to, you know, believing that I raised my daughters the same way. You know, I really believe that I raised my daughters the same way, but they're challenging at times. It's very, very challenging with them. And I try to step back and let them, you know, go through their own stuff and then be here for them when they want to have a conversation with me. And then it's important to find those right words so that they can hear you, you know, because a lot of times I notice with my children is that they will only receive it when they're ready to. No matter how much they might reach out, how much they want somebody in their corner, they're only going to receive it when they want to, but there are ways of just doing it and being able to stay healthy and being able to give the right messages out and being able to set boundaries, you know. So again, I hope you're out there, Seattle, taking your girls to this amazing opportunity. I know that JC Cage from Black Stacks has got his girls there, and I look forward to hearing, you know, the outcome of this particular event. But start with your relationship, start with your family, you know, start with, you know, rebuilding and reconnecting and establishing a safe place. I don't care if it's just right there in your home, you know, establish a safe place for you. Then think about if you're a creative soul, what type of art you're creating and how it impacts those that receive and experience it. It's something I really, 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 really think about. I know that I impress upon you in trying to create quality, and that's very important when you're competing in this arena. But right now, I sense that we need to really, really think about how what we do, who we are, impacts those around us, because we've got a lot of power. We've got a lot of power in controlling how certain people experience life. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Yeah, this has been a rough week for me. Blood pressure's been extremely high, that I've been kind of scared about going to the hospital, and been trying to do whatever I can to take care of me so that I don't have to go to the hospital. That was not a great experience for me to go through that a little over a year ago. So you know, and like I was saying, sometimes it just comes back to the music. So I'm going to continue playing some music for you. I want to play a piece called Ocean Boy by Sheldon Butler. This is for and dedicated to an amazing young man. Again, Ocean Boy by Sheldon Butler. Oh,
like the ocean, beautiful and calm, free as a bird. His heart was never hurt from what they could see. Had an old soul, young but wise.
You'd swear this child had been here before.
Have you ever met someone who gave you hope for the world? Little brother, you're amazing. You're so strong and cool. Little brother, you're amazing. You're nobody. Father's like the ocean as well. He's in, then he's out, then he's in again. You learn to trust from time with him. But you don't let it faze you like I let it faze me. You're making all these choices better than your brother did. Little brother, you're amazing. You're so strong and cool. Little brother, you're amazing. Yeah. You're nobody.
Wasn't on the cities, but when the pedal hit the metal out of cock, I get the tough ground. Somewhere shady, or with the breeze through the avocado trees, I would take it down. Now the light is faded, but just to show us the sunset, it'll be back around. It's just the last piece of my heart, baby. Didn't leave a crumb for anybody else. Back on my phone said,
the last piece of my heart.
Back in the city, we'd eat cheap, living from week to week. We was almost free, wasn't always pretty, but it was real and the best deal. But it was you and me, and I won't regret it. Not for a minute, I just wish I'd have recognized it when I was in it. Not a mind to finish, but only if I left this way, could shut around.
Yeah.
Once again, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all enjoying this legit feel-good show, where everything and everybody feel alright. But first, you gotta clap your hands and do something like this. Yeah, don't be shy. Now think about someone or something that make you feel so good.
I've seen her on a quick pass by, like sunshine on the corner of my eyes. I'm in the 17 to 5:45. For a second, we connected eye to eye. I have never felt something so right. I had to find a huge cutie in the ride. Since I found my relations been tight, you know I had to make sure they're all mine.
Oh, my yeah, mind. Everything has been okay.
Everything has been okay.
I never felt so good.
She got me feeling so good inside. Sometimes I just cruise. Don't have to worry about if she would. The kind of girl that gets what she wants, wherever and whoever,
when she wants.
I ain't gonna lie, she's the only one, the only shawty that I really, really want.
Now everything has been so good.
I can't complain.
I never felt so good.
She got me feeling all high inside. Sometimes I just lose.
To give love, you'll never get it in return. But I know my people know how to love. So ladies, if you're getting it good, say ah. And if it's really good, say ah. Yeah. Now fellas, say ooh, 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 ooh. And if she really put it down, say ooh, 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 ooh.
Sunday in this weekday room, 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 room. in the blue. Caught my eye. Hanging out on a Monday, this Sunday dream gone too dry.
Without the ancestors. don't fit in, like what I feel was way back when. It seems like I've been here before, I'm living now, but the past is knocking at my door. I'm calling on the spirit to bring me back to the past and plant me where those
Coffee House. This is where I keep my baby alive, where I show my support to a variety of underground independent artists. I hope that one or two or three or even more of the sounds that you've heard so far here at the Coffee House piqued your interest, that you were digging what I was playing, because I love to use this particular show to play a variety of genres from here in the United States, the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to even around the globe. I have some amazing, amazing talents that I love to share on this show and all the shows that I do on Flavor Marlex Radio. For those of you that don't know, I'm going to be also heard on Soul City Radio, so definitely stay tuned for that. I'll let you know when I'll be on the air over there and all that good stuff, how it's going to go down. I still need to do my training. I've got programs that are uploaded, and I don't know how to use them yet. This was just kind of one of those weeks that, you know, the things I planned on doing didn't necessarily, you know, get done. But I've definitely learned that, you know, when life, you know, happens and challenges, you know, are in your face that you have to deal with, you know what, don't beat yourself up over the things that you don't get done. You know, so this is kind of one of those weeks. It was a rough week for my family, my blood pressure being up. My daddy's, you know, he's 92 years old, and so I was running up and down the stairs and a little out of breath, you know, seeing to his needs. So that's why there was that long stretch of music that I just finished playing. But, you know, my daddy is my world, and what's most important to him is that he's comfortable and he feels safe and that, you know, he's at peace, you know, right now, because his body is weakening. He's not able to do as much as he was. But the last few days, I've actually had some really good conversations with him and, you know, sharing stories of times with my mom or when I was little. And I really, really enjoyed that. And it was really great to actually sit with my daddy and have a conversation, because many times life is just very quiet with him. And you can tell that he wants to talk, but it's just really hard for him to take what's going on in his head and have the words come out of his mouth. And that was one of the struggles that was very, very hard for me, because I'm a daddy's girl. I'm used to having long conversations with my daddy, and it's not like that anymore. But I still embrace him, and I still think he's one of the most amazing men I've ever experienced in my life, and I'm so very proud to call him my daddy. So anyway, he's down there with his cowboy coffee, eating his breakfast. And in this last long set, I played Sheldon Butler with Ocean Boy, going into Orlando Napier with Tin Man, Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Look Inside, then Sam Hankins with Soft Touch, Legit with Groove Swing, Jose Juicy Gonzalez with Black Coffee. Can't drink black coffee. Got to have vanilla creamer. And then my girl Coley Williams with Also for a New Day. So really, if you enjoyed any of this music, remember the names. I always tag the artists on Twitter and Facebook as I play their music. And then afterwards, I go back, sometimes the same day, sometimes it takes a couple days, and I go back to the Blog Talk show day, and I will type in all the artists that I played in order, so that if you ever have a question, you can go check them out, right? Or, you know what, better yet, email me at radio@flavanews.com. I had an interesting experience the other night. I was doing a listening party, and I played a song, and it was like one of those moments when I knew what I just played was not something I would normally play. And strangely enough, I mean, I went ahead and played it. I didn't stop it. I played it, and I had 3 emails in my inbox regarding that track, from the production level to it to the subject matter. And so, you know, I did delete that song. I'm not going to delete the show, so if you're curious, you can go and listen and see if you can figure out which track that I played that caused the issue. That would be kind of interesting, right? You know, but I appreciated the fact of being called out. Sometimes people I know don't like being called out, but I appreciated it because of the fact that you have every right to let me know what you think of the music that I play. And the other thing is it showed me that people were listening, and that's a beautiful thing when people listen and give you feedback. You know, it's been a while since somebody's actually come back at me. I used to get it a lot when I first started doing radio, because I was just all about wanting to support artists. It didn't matter, you know, how well it was produced and all of that. And so I started having people, especially international listeners, sending me messages about, you know what, are you really paying attention to the quality of the music? So from there, I started establishing relationships with producers and engineers, and going into the studio and playing tracks for, you know, somebody, and having them help me understand what I was hearing or not hearing, you know. And I've learned, you know, what something that is so polished and pristine sounds like too, something that, you know, has potential but is not like all the way there as far as the quality of the production. So here on Flava Marlex Radio, it's not going to be like always top. I'm blessed to have some top quality produced music to play for you. But, you know, sometimes it really does honestly come down to me just thinking that it's worth playing. But I do push that you have a polished professional product, you know, to present to people, radio stations, you know, whomever it is that you're reaching out to. I really want you to think about what that looks like and making sure that all your, you know, all your I's are dotted and, you know, T's are crossed when it comes to this game, because it's so competitive. It really, really is. It is so competitive out there. So in my mind, I want to put my best foot forward. I hope the same for you, you know, that you would want to put your best foot forward also. And, you know, sometimes somebody doesn't have to have their whole package together and they'll get recognized. I understand that too. But in my mind, you know, why not be ready? Why not just have it ready so that when that opportunity arises and that door opens, you're ready to just step through with confidence, you know? Really, really think about that. You know, that's where my world makes sense, even when sometimes my personal world doesn't make sense. You know, understanding the knowledge that I've gained, understanding how I can utilize tools that I've acquired over the years in work situations, in different professional situations, is very transferable over into what I do right now. You know, and, you know, going back to the craziness in this world, I mean, think about it. Like, how can we reclaim, you know, a sense of peace? How can we do it? Because I believe that it's possible. I do. I believe it's possible. And the one thing I don't like is when I see a bunch of people that are willing to post out the craziness but not willing to take action. And the action can be just as simple as, you know, doing something within your own family, doing something within your own communities, your churches, the schools, you know, whatever it is. It can start right there. It can start with having dialogues, healthy dialogues, you know, with the people that are important to you, to maybe even branch out. You know, there's just different ways, and I believe that we can take, you know, take a back a sense of security and self-awareness and awareness for those, you know, just in our vicinity. You know, I do. I think that we can do that. You know how, like, clothing trends or sounds trend or, you know, something trends. Why can't we trend? You know, like, going back to when the world made sense, even though back then we didn't think it made sense, did we? There's definitely stories that I could tell you about what I went through and I've seen my family and people go through back in the day. But you know what? Trust and believe, it is nothing like the world that our children are coming up in right now. It really, really isn't. When we thought that it was hard back in the 60s and 70s, you know, it is nothing. I don't think we can compare it. I don't think that we can compare it. So when I come here to the radio, I try to share my thoughts. You know, this is where sometimes I do wear my feelings on my sleeves. I want you to know that I am not just this hardcore supporter and mentor when it comes to artists, you know, but I feel I am impacted by things. And I don't enjoy social media right now. I'll be honest with you, I don't enjoy social media right now because I just think the stuff that I see many people post make no sense in it even getting the attention. If you post out something and you're wanting to bring awareness, let us know that you are wanting to bring awareness. This ice bucket challenge, I don't even know what I think about the ice bucket challenge. Could you imagine if we really took a topic, a cause or something, and we could generate that type of attention as the ice bucket challenge? I don't know what I think about that. But anyway, My daddy's all settled. I've been trying to play a variety of music for you today, you know, just because this is what we do at the coffee house. It's all about just kind of exposing you to something that you may not generally be exposed to. I think that's a beautiful thing that I have the opportunity to do. Sometimes, you know, I'll try to kind of group it, you know, into a little section and then talk in between. And sometimes I'll just straight up blend some interesting genres together. And you know what? In my mind, it's a melting pot and it works. It really, really works. So let's see. What direction do I want to take you to? I think I'm going to play you some reggae. Here's Mr. Chapman with Waiting, featuring my sister, my girl, Sister Love.
Waiting is so long.
Waiting too long.
Loving that's so strong.
How long me a wait, girl?
Waiting is all my life.
You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all night. It made me start to wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me no white. But it not mean nothing that should they be the right. You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are go care. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gal away for coming sincere.
Hear this.
Cause you the apple of me eye, the star in the sky. You day and night, everything is alright. When me hug you up tight, under this starlight, make me feel the thing bright. Now according to plan, I should've take your hand, and then we start walking up a road commitment. But now I must be wonder why me waiting so long. Am I waiting for your heart or your mind to fall on? No.
I've been waiting here for so long, for your love and that's so strong. It's right, could never be wrong.
Never wrong, baby.
Waiting here today turns night. Waiting here for hours all night. Feels like waiting here for all my life.
You kept me waiting and no waiting all night. It made me start to wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me no right. But it not mean nothing that should they be right. You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are going here. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gal away for coming sincere. Cause you be listening to me, me tell you sorry. Melody that make you feel airy. When me voice is sweetly, then you call me baby. That me one and only. All the things sing say and never gone stray. Cause when you give me love, me give it back same way. And all we want, dream about night and day. It's how we can make it somehow, some way.
I've been waiting here on this hill for your love and that's so real. You know that's the thing I wanna feel.
Feel that, girl.
Waiting here, daydream of your kiss. Waiting for the touch of your lips. You know that's the thing I just can't.
Have a lot, feeling me no right. But it not mean nothing that should they be right. You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are going here. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gal away for coming sincere. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again.
Up in love. It's the answer to David from Smargana. Filter, baby. Yo, answer to me, what was that?
Trying and you're not just anybody should be. Girl, I'm telling you I won't be. And if you're with it and you get it, we'll be.
All right, is the music putting you in a good space? It's definitely helped me. It's definitely helped me. I know I started out this morning like, okay, do I want to do the show? Okay, how about if I just commit to an hour of the show? And here it is, you know, 20 minutes away from, you know, completing 2 hours. I'm glad I came into the show. I'm actually smiling. I am. The music makes me feel good. And I appreciate you just letting me share my thoughts, you know, and share my life with you here on Flava Marlux Radio. I hope that in me sharing it just lets you know that, you know, if you're going through something too, you're not alone. You're not alone. I ask that you keep me and my family in your prayers as I keep you and your family in my prayers. You know, it's, I think that the power of prayer is amazing. It's amazing when you feel united that way. Man, anything is possible. It really, really is. Anything is possible. And it's beautiful when, you know, people just let you know that you're being thought of, you know, that they're lifting you up in prayer, you know. And that's one of the beautiful things about social media is when we post out there, you know, that we're going to having a hard time and people say, hey, I'm here with you. You know, that's what we need more of, my people. My friends, you know, that's what we need more of. You can't make it in this world by yourself. As much as we want to think that we can and we have this me mindset, trust and believe life is much more fulfilling when you can be a part of a we. It can be much more fulfilling. So I played in that last set, Mr. Chapman with his piece Waiting, featuring My Sister, Sister Love, going into Anthony David with Living It Up, and closing out that set with Coco St. James with Island Times. Now I want to bring you, well, she's moved. She is moving from Seattle back down to California. And the sad thing is I never got an opportunity to meet her in person. So maybe I'll get to meet her when I come down to Los Angeles. I hope so. She is an amazing young lady, an amazing talent, and I'm very honored to be able to support her. Whew, excuse me, that sneeze was one I was trying to catch and it didn't want to stop. I'm so sorry. But I want to play a piece by Andrea Desmond, and it's called I Can't Wait No Longer.
I hope you are in your soul. like a fire that burns in the sky, like a night that's ruled by these stars. Never stand still long enough, never let the world beat you up, leave you lay bleeding where you lay. Rise and fall. Rise and fall.
No matter what, I love you, so love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on, my light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling, girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight, no matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know.
You're the one that I've been waiting for so long. For a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever. A love that'll last for long. A love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. Yeah.
Choices now just a benefit. Either it's me that you want or it's him. I've had this thought from that very day. Lying on leaves when I heard you say you will be mine this century. And I'm taking home this glory. Was that a story that you spoke just to her? I can debate with what I heard. I'm not giving up so we can win. I'm claiming my stake as the champion. So speak now or forever one. Statistics say that this will be fun. The fold now like the moon and sun. Shine on, shine on.
You and me making history. Now wouldn't that be something? Like a child to be done. You're my champion.
Yeah.
You and me making history. Now wouldn't that be something? Like the job to be done, you're my champion.
I see you under apple trees, placing my ring from down on my knees. Looking back, we will contemplate how it all went from that day. So count your blessings, count your you and me. Count those days that are soon to be. We're easy now, where do losers go? Ask me, I don't know. Engraved on our tombs will say, ever since that November day, like a job to be done, I'm your champion.
You and me making history, now wouldn't that be something? Like a job to be done, you're my champion. You and me making history, now wouldn't that be something? Like a job to be done, you're my champion.
Like a job to be done, I'm your champion.
You and me making history.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like,
no, I'm gonna finish it. I'm your champion.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in today to Flavor Coffee House All Night Radio Style. Ooh, I swallowed wrong. Nothing worse than coughing and sneezing in your ear, right? So sorry. Take a sip of some tea. So closing out today's show, I played Andrea Desmond with I Can't Wait No Longer. Going into my boys Jefferson over there in Australia with Weight of the World. And then Stevie Schneider over there in Germany with Lifetime and Beyond. Coming back here to the Pacific Northwest with my boy Reggie LaFleur with his piece Champion featuring my girl Felicia Loud out of Black Stacks. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played for you today. I hope that you can embrace the topics and stories that I shared. You know, we're living in a crazy world, but guess what? The music can help bring us peace. The music this morning helped bring me some peace, and I'm feeling much better than when I first started the show. So I'm glad that God put it in me and said, you know, Flavik, get on the radio and do your show and play some great, great music, right? So it's Saturday. What are you going to do today? I hope you're going to do something that just can make you smile and makes you feel good. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but, you know, I don't get out too much right now. I got to stay close to home with my daddy, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Because that man downstairs, he means the world to me, and I'm very, very blessed to have him in my life. So I hope that you're doing something that you find fulfilling, that you know is just not only in benefit of somebody else, but in benefit of you. I think it's really important to acknowledge, you know, to do some things that just make life make sense. Again, I want to thank you for coming by the coffee house. You make this one of the most popular shows. You know, my listening parties are starting to catch up with the shows that I talk on, which is okay, which is okay. All that matters to me is that you're listening, you know, and that you're getting to be introduced to some great, great independent artists, because that's what it's all about here on Flavor Marlex Radio, is all about supporting some amazing underground independent artists. If you want to be heard on Flavor Marlex Radio, if you want to give me some feedback on my shows, you know, hit me up at radio@flavanews.com. If you want to find out more about our business and how we might be able to support you in taking what you're doing to the next level, please consider reaching out to us and going over to FMarlex. That's FMarlex. Consulting.com. That's where you can find out information about our actual business. FlavaNews.com is just kind of where I just support, you know, the arts. That's where I wave my leopard pom-poms. That's where you can find out about some of the artists that I've worked directly with. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Coffee House today. This is one of my very, very favorite shows to do. And you know what? I need y'all to come and hang out with me online. So I'm going to maybe push during the week to get some of you to come and hang out on the air with me. But take care. God bless and have a great, great day.